Blog Talk Radio.
Morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. Welcome to Top of the Morning, inspirational show, and thank you for listening in. Those who are listening now and those who listen to the show later, I want to acknowledge my friends who are listening across the globe in Bermuda, India, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, the UK, Guyana, Mauritius, and the U.S. Top of the Morning is presented by Huldah's House Ministries, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. The website address is www.huldahshouseministries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. The website is active, but very soon we will be making some great improvements to the website, and you will have access to the different rooms in Huldah's House. Good Morning by Mandisa with Toby Matt opens the show.
No, I'm serious.
In Christ there is no east or west, in Him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
Here, these announcements. Come and worship with Upper Room, International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls, where I serve as pastor. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Abner D. and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service time, Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord Prayer at 6:30 p.m. Light on the Word Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week while supplies last. Sunday, prayer at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., and banana bread and other homemade treats baked by yours truly are served most Sundays at the Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:45 a.m. First Sundays, we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is Monthly Family and Friends Day. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimcogic.org. My guest today on the Early Spotlight segment at 6:20 a.m. is Jonathan and Candace Lamb from Hamilton, Bermuda. They will share about a new initiative called Brain 360. And my guest on the latest segment at 6:30 a.m. is Jonathan Wilson, seer and best-selling author. Cedric Wooten Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. That's cedricwootenphotography.com. www.collegesnaps.com is a practitioner-designed mobile communication solution. Through a series of live and prescribed interactions with academic support professionals, it fosters engagement to help guide students to and through college. Don Frazier is founder and president. He will be my guest in May. That's www.collegesnaps.com. I endorse this product. Joy of Life Ministries, Church of God in Christ, in Omaha, Nebraska, is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, pastor, Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Saturday night Sunday school, Illinois First Jurisdiction, Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-POUND. This concludes the announcement. Please govern yourselves accordingly. The short selection was the Martins singing In Christ There Is No East or West. And the music playing in the background during the announcement was I Smile by Kirk Franklin. It's time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer will be I Sow in Tears by Richard Smallwood. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 says, men ought always to pray and not faint. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. New mercies we have seen on this day. Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. There is none else beside you. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. Save the unsaved, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? So, Lord, we are asking for forgiveness for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. We accept you as Lord and Savior in our lives. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes we are healed. Lord, you heal us the broken in heart and bind us up their wounds. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are a deliverer. So in the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease and lose healing for afflicted bodies, healing for tormented minds, and healing for wounded emotions. We thank you for the authority you have given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring in the lives of those listening now. In the name of Jesus, we bind a spirit of competition in the body of Christ. We lose harmony, fellowship, unity, and love. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we quench every fiery dart of hatred, jealousy, envy, murmuring, gossiping, anger, bitterness, and rage, and we release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, we cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. False witness, manipulation, lying, stealing, mind control. We plead the blood of Jesus. We root and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy will try to infiltrate. I loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God and the lives of those listening now. that the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. Cast down the high places that hinder us from completing our assignment. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance delaying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise for the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. That the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. On this morning, we are seeking first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, for we know that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. Order our steps and take over our plans. On today and on this week, I decree and I declare that my times and seasons are in your hands and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow me to accurately discern my times and seasons. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, but let me have and walk in a spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of wrath and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give me the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set time for favor. Lord, we touch and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Lord, remove spiritual cataracts and scales from our eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make way for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen. After the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus by the Martins, I will deliver the weekly message. I'm continuing the series, exploring strategies for spiritual warfare.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh,
Let's go to the message. Exploring spiritual strategies continue. Let me say this. The fight is already fixed. We are victorious. In the previous 2 weeks, I reviewed strategic prayer and spiritual warfare. There are three strategies I will cover in the continuation of this short series: hand-to-hand combat, stand and defend, and pursue and engage. On this morning, I will teach a short lesson on hand-to-hand combat. Hand-to-hand combat, the lesson learning outcome, understanding the strategy of hand-to-hand combat and spiritual warfare. Wikipedia's definition of hand-to-hand combat is a lethal or non-lethal physical confrontation between two or more persons at a very short range that does not involve the use of firearms or other distance weapons. My proposed definition of hand-to-hand combat in relation to spiritual warfare is this: an up-close and very personal spiritual confrontation where the saint is introduced to a visible manifestation of warfare that Satan brings to test your ability to use your spiritual hands. I'll repeat that. My definition of hand-to-hand combat is an up-close and very personal spiritual confrontation where the saint is introduced to a visible manifestation of warfare that Satan brings to test your ability to use your spiritual hands. Your spiritual hands represent the power and strength God has given you for you to use forcefully in that particular circumstance. You must use your spiritual hands to impose the power and will of God in that circumstance. I will give you a personal example, but let me first talk about what spiritual hands mean. The signification of hand is power. Observe in the following four scripture passages that hand denotes power and or strength. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to warn, my fingers to fight. That's Psalms 144:1. 2 Samuel 23:9-10. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David. And they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were going away. He arose and sought the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord won a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. Here, hand denotes strength, skill, and power. Isaiah 25:10, NIV. The hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, but Moab will be trampled in their land, and as the straw is trampled down in the manure. Here, again, hand denotes power and strength. Concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. My hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their army have I commanded. That's Isaiah 45:11-12. So again, hand in this scripture denotes power and strength. Hand-to-hand combat is when the saint learns to use and impose the power of God in his or her hand. My example, a few years ago, as I pressed into fasting and prayer, the enemy presented this challenge. A mosquito infestation appeared out of nowhere in my bathroom only. This was obviously witchcraft. It took me a day or two to discern the attack, but once I discerned what was happening, I used keys of the kingdom and other weapons such as the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. After I prayed and rebuked the attack one evening, by the next morning, the mosquitoes were dead in my bathtub. The point here is that I did not have time to call for help or backup from other saints. This was my up-close and personal introduction to warfare. There are five keys to remember from this lesson. One, we defined strategy in the previous lessons, but the purpose of strategy or strategic planning is to have success. Two, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. He uses many tricks, traps, snares, and schemes. Three, use your keys, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Four, once you have discerned the situation, the Holy Ghost will guide you in choosing the appropriate weapon and the amount of power to exert. Five, much like David's mighty man from the passage I read, although your hand may be weary sometimes, you will not drop your weapon until you have brought a great victory. The Lord is a man of war. There will be situations that he will allow us to face for the purpose of experience. I hope you were blessed by this short message. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on this morning. Let someone be convicted and accept you as Lord and Savior. Teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. In Jesus' name, amen. So we thank God for that installment, hand-to-hand combat, and we will wait to go to our first installment. But as we're waiting for our first guest to call in, we will listen to a little bit of this song, For Bless the Lord, by Andre Crouch.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul.
And that was Andre Crouch, and bless the Lord, we are expecting our guest to call in. We were having a slight problem, but hopefully they'll be able to get through. But we thank you for listening in to this series on strategic plan spiritual warfare and exploring strategies for spiritual warfare. We thank God for what he is doing in our lives and for how God is teaching all of us just to go forth in his word. This next song is called Your Love by Brandon Heath.
I felt it first when I was younger, a strange connection to the light. I tried to satisfy the hunger, I never got it right, I never got it right. So I climbed a mountain, built an altar, looked out as far as I could see. And every day I'm getting older, I'm running out of dreams, I'm running out of dreams.
Thank God for that selection. It's by Brandon Heath called Your Love. We're trying to establish connection with the Lambs. We're having a bit of a problem, but we'll see what's happening. We're going to continue to play music, and if Mr. Wilson comes on first and the Lambs later, we'll take care of that. But we thank God for this young couple. They are a dynamic young couple, so we're just hoping that we can certainly establish a connection very, very soon. We're going to play another song. This song is called Light Up the Sky by the Afters.
When I'm feeling all
are hiding in the clouds. I don't feel them shining when I can't see beyond my doubt. The silver lining when I've almost reached the end. Like a flood, you're rushing in. You love.
Seems like we're having some small problems this morning with the Block Talk Radio Network, so we hope that our interview guests are able to get through. So we'll continue what we're doing, playing some music until we hopefully can get some of our guests to come on. All right, we see that Jonathan Welton's on the line. We're going to go to this interview. Top of the morning to you, Jonathan. This is Maureen.
Good morning, Maureen. I've been looking forward to speaking with you.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for getting up so early. I want to say, first of all, congratulations on your newborn girl. The pictures are wonderful that I've seen on Facebook.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, yesterday we celebrated one week old now for Hannah Elizabeth.
Thank you, thank you. So I asked you to come on because I've benefited from, you know, some of your writing. So can you share with the audience a little bit about yourself and your ministry journey?
Yeah, definitely. So myself, I was raised in a household where my parents met and married at Bible College 40 years ago in the early 70s, and I'm 30 years old now, and I've been raised around, two parents as biblical scholars, and so raised around ministry, and probably about 5 years ago, my wife and I launched out into our own writing, traveling, speaking ministry. We had ministered mm-hmm. under Randy Clark for right. Several years before that on staff and interning. And Randy Clark is a well-known healing revivalist, evangelist.
Right.
And so we travel full-time and write full-time. And that's kind of what we're up to nowadays.
Yes, yes. So tell the audience, those who may not be familiar with some of your work, about a few of your books and your website and your school. I've read your material. I read The School of the Seers. I'm an avid reader. And like I said to you, one of our communications, I often go back to it and I look at the activation prayers. It was just a great help to me, a great, great help to me. But can you tell the audience about some of your books, your website, and your school that you have now, the one you may be opening online?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a total of five titles out now, and the first one, The School of the Seers, as you referred to, it's really neat. I can announce this now. We have an expanded edition that's just come out. has a study guide built into it, 3 new chapters, and
good.
Now it's been out for 4 years since the first edition. But School of the Seers is a rare book. It's one of these. I tackled the topic of the gift of discerning a spirit.
Mm.
I had some encounters about 12 years ago now where the Lord had opened my eyes and I began to see angels and demons, and it was an overwhelming experience for about 30 days. And it led me to search out books that might help me understand what in the world am I seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And found that after about 150 books that I had read, I didn't find any answers. I dug into every book on prophecy and every book on dreams and visions and how to give a prophetic word, but none of them told you, well, what do you do when an angel shows up in your living room? And just looking for like, oh Lord, give me some practical advice here. And so I knew, okay, he's saying I need to write this book because I can't find it. And so that book was really a breakthrough, and it's gone gangbusters as far as just that has been a crazy bestseller, and I never thought it would go as far as it has. With that being said, I've been on Sid Roth's It's Supernatural twice, and he's hosted me, and that's just a wonderful piece of our ministry. As I move forward, my second book was Normal Christianity, which I approach it from the angle that revival doesn't appear in the New Testament. Everything that we call revival, the New Testament simply calls Christianity. Healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead, we call that revival. But the Bible just says that's normal Christianity. So it's a real paradigm shift.
Right, right.
And then, let's see, Eyes of Honor came out after that. Eyes of Honor, I had had a real private struggle, as many men do, for over a decade of struggling with lust and heart issues of that sort. And, I had a shelf of books, men's books, and asking the Lord, give me some answers, some insight. How do I break free of this bondage? And, what he finally showed me was it's not one specific answer for that bondage. It's at the root of every sin is an identity issue. Now that's a big statement right there. But if you look at the root of every sin, whether alcoholism or drugs or weight or lust or, anger, any issue that we struggle with, at the root of it is an identity crisis. It's a seeking for false comfort, because the Holy Spirit's called our comforter. And when we look for comfort outside the comforter, it's a false comfort. So Eyes of Honor, which actually we're featuring this month on our website. Anybody who orders Eyes of Honor through WeltonAcademy.com, I'm signing all the copies. It's our featured book this month. And so we're keeping busy mailing those out. And then my last two are part of a 3-book series. The third one isn't out yet, but the first one's called The Advancing Kingdom. The second one's called Raptureless, An Optimistic Guide to the End of the World. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek title. Mm-hmm. But The Advancing Kingdom is the idea that we're not just a part of the church, but we're also a part of the kingdom of God. And we're here to do something, and we have however much time, we have on the earth. One of the exercises I have people do is take their current age and how many years they have left between now and the age of being 90 years old. Now I'm 30 this year, so I got six decades. I know, which I'm excited about. So I got 6 decades that I can impact and build the kingdom of God on the earth. And it seems like a lot of us don't want to think about, our mortality in the future and all of that. And yet we could get real practical. I got 6 decades take down more and more of the kingdom of darkness and release
mm-hmm.
more of the light
mm-hmm.
of heaven into the earth.
So
we want to go after that. And then rapturalists, I really take apart the sacred cows. Now, I do believe in the rapture at the end of time, but
mm-hmm.
the concept that I'm trying to escape through the rapture is what I really go after.
Okay.
I think there's been some teaching out there that's really caused people to sit on their hands every time they see something negative happen in the world, rather than
mm-hmm.
I'm here to get up and build the kingdom and bring heaven into the earth. That Jesus' prayer in Matthew 6, that it would be on earth as it is in heaven, is
mm-hmm.
something that should be answered, and we should
yeah.
be working on that. So,
yes.
So I go after those two. So those are my five books. With all that being said, we travel full time. We speak all over the country, all over the world, in fact. And one of the things that's been on our heart for years is that we're in such a huge move of God right now with apostles and prophets all over the earth. But it's
right.
really, it's a season and it's a time where the Lord is raising up teachers. But this is a missing piece in the body of Christ. And that's a big piece that the Lord
mm-hmm.
called my wife and I to, is to be teachers in the body.
Yes.
And so we're launching our Supernatural Bible School online. And that's
okay.
coming out this September. We have it limited right now to only 150 students that can register. So the spots are filling up quick, but they've kept the cost as low as possible. And it
mm-hmm.
will be about 3 hours each week online.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter where people live. They can be a part of it. We archive the videos. They do their homework. It's book reports. And our goal is to just hit people with truth no matter where they live, you know, through this new, you know, field of online Bible schools. So,
we're
keeping busy here.
Yes, yes. See, Van, you have a newborn, but you're doing so many exciting things. And like I said, to the listening audience, if you have not read any of his works, I encourage you to go to Amazon.com and look at The School of the Seers, The Eyes of Honor. I know once I read it, I recommended it on Facebook. But it's been such a blessing. I've read some of your stuff and some of the other, you know, people are known as seers. I've read their stuff because I have had certain experiences, too. And just like you, I kind of went searching, okay, where can I find things? And I'm so glad that there have been now some books that people like yourself and others have written to help us. But I appreciate you and your ministry and how you're young, but you write very, very old. I think I said that one time to you on Facebook. So I want you and your wife to be encouraged, keep doing what you're doing. And I just appreciate your time on this morning coming on the show, getting up early and being on the show with me.
Thank you so much, Maureen. It's a pleasure. And as I said, if they wanted the signed copies, they could also go check out our website, weldonacademy.com. And thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thank you for being on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Will do.
All right, take care.
Bye, Maureen.
Right, bye-bye. Bye, Jonathan. We thank Jonathan Welton for coming on, and I'm going to play another song. I'm going to try to make a connection again with my other guests. This is a dynamic young couple, and it would be really kind of not good if they couldn't get through the gate today. So we're going to try to make a connection on another line. This is Cece Winer singing Waging War.
Never before.
top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Maureen. This is Pastor Jonathan Lamb, and Candace Lamb is here.
Finally,
we were having
right?
some technical difficulties, but we got through. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I was sitting here saying, oh, no, this is not going to work this morning. They have to get through. So thank you so much for coming on. Although we had a little delay, it's all good. We still have some time left on the show. So tell the audience about yourselves and what you're doing, especially Rain 360. I announced it last week, but I don't think I did it justice. So tell the audience about yourself.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Jonathan Lamb. We're here in Bermuda with my lovely wife, Candace Lamb, and we are just church kids that love God, but looking to minister in a new and a fresh way. And so we've started an organization, faith-based network of cultural architects that are driven to impact the world around us, called Rain 360, Resetting the Standard. And so we're just here to really help folks to unlock the potential and the purpose on the inside of them in every area of life, that they'll reign 360 degrees in every part of their lives, that we will be 10 times better in everything that we do.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So I know Candace is there with you as well. Good morning, Candace. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you, Doc?
Good, 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 good. So good that you guys can be on. So with the Rain 360, where do you see it going from here? And how do you see it growing? I know we formed a partnership, but where do you see it growing between now and, let's say, even a year from now?
Well, our goal is to continue to connect with different believers all over the globe. Our goal is to create a community where we can all be connected and we can all be working toward the same goal. We believe in everybody utilizing their own gifts to make this work. We believe that everybody has their own value to bring to the table and that they have their own expertise in sharing with others how they can reign in life. So we want to put everybody's strengths together so that we can build everyone's opportunity so that we can impact the world for Christ.
Okay. So now if somebody in the audience wanted to go to a website, where can they go to learn a little bit more about this concept, Rain 360?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Rain360360.org. And so that's Rain, R-E-I-G-N, 360.org. And, you know, as church kids, you know, you grow up in church, you see a lot of things behind the scenes, and we've been running into, especially a lot of young adults that have just kind of been stuck in life. They've been doing church. They've done all, you know, the Sunday morning deal. But on the inside, there's something bigger that is crying out for expression. And a lot of folks are stuck. They're stuck working jobs that they don't like. They're stuck in relationships and all kinds of different things. But knowing that there's their dream life sometimes is bigger than their reality. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to be able to do is help to unlock that peace in them and allow them to really dream and go after everything that God has given them, from their health to their wealth to relationships to businesses to ministry, to all the areas that God has blessed them with. God is desiring that we become 10 times better.
Yes, yes, and I'm certainly in agreement with both you and your wife, and we have formed a partnership, and I'm very excited about the future of Rain 360 and what you all are going to do, and I expect you all will even be joining me again in the future as we talk about how Rain 360 has taken off, and I'm believing God with you guys. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
We just want to say thank you for having us on the show. We do apologize that we weren't able to get in sooner, but we're so grateful to be able to lock arms with you and of people such as you with like passion that is really looking to do some things out of the box and not afraid to pioneer something so that the next generation can come and build on top of the foundation that you've built. So we just want to say thank you for allowing us to be a part of your world and what you're doing. And we are excited for again, the partnership.
Yes.
And
yes.
Even those that are listening, come on and lock arms with us.
Yes.
The best is yet to come.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jonathan and Candace. And these things happen. Sometimes in your life things happen, but all things worked out. We made a connection, and I'm so happy on this Monday morning. So top of the morning to both of you, and we'll certainly be in touch. So take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Amen. We thank God for Jonathan Welton coming on. We thank God for the Lambs coming on, and thank God that they got through. And it's just been such a wonderful program and a wonderful day. So this is Dr. Faye Maureen getting ready to sign off. So until next week's Top of the Morning Show, our guest will be Prophet Adrian Kendall, and maybe I'll add somebody else. I don't know. But so until next week, I'm going to say goodbye, world, as Pastor Donnie McClurkin takes us out singing, "You Are My God and My King." Take care and have a wonderful day.
Oh, Lord, You are my God and King.
Yes. tell them yes, 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 yes. Oh, tell God yes tonight, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, do you love us? Do you need them? Do you want them? Gotta have them. Give me everything, everything you can say.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, do you love them? Do you need them? Do you want them? Gotta have them.